every day in the new fourth hour we've been doing for over a month now. We go live with the document cam, the cam on myself, the guest cam. We have guests, video feeds, audio feeds from the computer, video exclusives for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Of course, everybody can listen out there on the AM and FM dial, shortwave, global satellite, and the internet at InfoWars.com. So earlier in the last hour, we played that poor woman crying, screaming, begging, as this guy's in her house threatening her with a knife for hours. And then you hear the 911 caller say, "I don't care what happens to you, lady." Okay, so you've got that reality there. The average response time is 8 to 11 minutes, depending on what part of the country, and with 911. Or that areas where they have gun bans for the citizens, crime's exponentially higher. Or that England's banned all guns, and now it's just guns everywhere and bedlam and murder, and that's in the news today. This is a newscast out of Pennsylvania where you have these gun rights groups that go around with guns holstered, and the police come and grab them, arrest them, take their guns. And then they go to city council, and they've got their guns, and where they're still under common law, and the cowardly public is just flipping out in fear. But they trust the corrupt government and the police with guns. Now, again, I think police should have guns. I just don't try to take mine. Point, and statistically, you have more criminals in law enforcement than you do in the general public. And that's criminology 101. I'm sorry that I've read the textbooks. So let's go ahead and roll this.
You want to live your life as a free man and be able to say the things that are guaranteed to you under the First Amendment.
You know what? Stop it. You know what? Why don't I just go to Infowars.com, and why don't I just play the video so all the viewers could actually watch it? I keep forgetting that for PrisonPlanet.tv members this show is interactive. I just keep forgetting that. Oh, no, there's so many stories here that I may not be able to find. That Nemo posts so many stories that he posts like 50 times a day, which is great. But it scrolls through so fast that in the top stories, it's already who knows where in Timbuktu or something. Speeders force face 10 years in prison. Gun owners protest police action. There it is. Okay. Sorry, folks. I'm really sorry. I just had it. There we go. Let's go ahead and click on that. And we'll go ahead and play this just off my computer here for everybody. Sorry, I'm getting, you know, my wonderful internet connection here. It's not loading. here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
If you want to live your life as a free man and be able to say the things that are guaranteed to you under the First Amendment, then you need to be able to exercise your Second Amendment. It ain't about hunting, and it's not even really about self-defense. It's about protecting us from overbearing government. Right. And what was seen up here on Friday night was overbearing government. When they can come in and do whatever they want, regardless of what the law says, that is overbearing government.
I would like to have these people give some city residents first. I'd like to give them that courtesy. And then after that, can you have the sign-in sheet? I have a sign-in sheet for all of the members of the organization that would like to speak. I will ask, call each of you by name. I will ask you to come up to the podium, and this will be a comment session only, not a question and answer session, and we'll each be given 2 minutes to make your comments to council. I'm gladly listen to anything you have to say. So right now, on this side of the audience, is there anything from any Gibson City residents?
Well, I feel a little intimidated coming to a council meeting and seeing people with guns on their chests. You go to a courthouse or any other public building, you go through x-ray machines and your airports and everything else. You can't go to these places with guns. This is a government identity.
We're going to come back and go to this guy going, "We need to have scanners like airports everywhere. We can't have citizens with guns. I'm scared. Oh, no."
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $29 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced. Gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years, preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
Police Department, go home!
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Going toe-to-toe with the New World Order. Yep, that's us. Thank you for joining us. I'm out of control today, not taking your calls. I'm going to take masses of calls. That means 1 hour in just a minute. But I got to finish up with this, and I'm going to go right to him, I promise. Okay, now listen to this ninnying guy before the city council, where in this town, in this state, it's like it used to be. And I used to read about trials. Everybody would go to trials, even in like 19, 20, and 30, all over the country. The famous Lindbergh trial, they all had their pistols. And that was back when the people were the boss and you had no crime to really speak of. I mean, they would hype up, you know, bank robberies were like nationwide news. Because, I mean, crooks, this country, they were totally, it was just, you got hunted down. And if the cops needed help, they'd knock on your door, help me get this guy. In fact, they demanded you help them back then. There was so much trust between people. I mean, you know, men didn't have to be, I mean, they were looking for a fugitive. Even when my mom was a little kid in Austin, people would get out of jail and have a jailbreak every once in a while, and the police would come driving down the street, and, you know, they'd get out of their car and say, if you see anybody, come help us, look for them. But see, now it's the opposite. It's look for imaginary terrorists, tattle on neighbors that spank their kids. You know, it's stuff like that instead of you never see the cops until there's a crime, and the cops go crazy like fire ants looking for the criminal. Now they won't persecute or go after the criminals. Freudian slip, I want them to persecute the criminals. But they persecute us. By the way, what was that Grand Theft Auto edit yesterday? I want to play that audio. Did you send that, Aaron? Can you give that to me? I want to play that later. Okay, let's just go ahead and play this from the city council. They got scanners at airports in control. I don't want citizens armed here. It's scary to me. It intimidates me to have citizens armed. Oh, it's horrible. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
But I feel a little intimidated coming to a council meeting and seeing people with guns on their hips. You go to a courthouse or any other public building, you go through x-ray machines and airports and everything else. You can't go to these places with guns. This is a government entity. I don't see why these men are standing here with sidearms. They're not police officers, to my opinion. To me, I don't know them from Adam. And probably a restaurant in the Dixon City, too. It's their business. They're serving public and family restaurants. Why should I go to a restaurant with my children or anything and see a guy sitting there with a sidearm? You guys are very intimidating standing there, and I don't believe you should be here with guns on.
Anything else?
I'm not a member of the borough. I live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'd like to ask your help, though, on the matter of race and horses. As we know, on Friday, a group of my fellow organization members were embarrassed, oppressed, harassed, and violated by members of the police force. The officers involved perpetrated a systematic and calculated criminal violation of my fellow members' rights. They arrived at the Old Country Buffet in Dixon City responding to a call about people having a gun in the open. After arriving on scene, instead of ascertaining that no illegal activity was going on, they began to systematically remove patrons from the restaurant with no compelling reason to do so. As these innocent patrons, families watched in fear, these citizens were illegally detained, illegally searched, and had their possessions illegally seized.
All right, so that's basically what happened, and this is how they operate in the new system. Now, the media there was like zooming in on these guys with sidearms going, oh my gosh, and citizens are pointing like, look at that guy. But then they see guys in black camo with their pants bloused into their combat boots with German shepherds bugging their eyes out. They go, oh, I feel so safe. And this is so scary, citizens of God. You understand the most dangerous thing in history is government? You understand statistically it's the most criminal thing? I mean, that's universally known in political science. That is an absolute fact, undebatable, undeniable. Psychopaths rotate towards law enforcement and towards government. Does that mean all of them are that? No. Does that mean even a large minority are? No. But does it mean that there is a key minority of them, that many times more statistically than the general population? Yes. That's basic criminology, and I'm tired of the denials. We need to get back to the point where people... Now, I'll be honest with you. Quite frankly, it offends me when I see police going around with machine guns and with automatic, you know, semi-automatic rifles and in camo and armored vehicles. It is militarized. Like if I go on a vacation, I saw a thing on TV about cruise ships where they don't want to arm them against pirates that do get attacked sometimes, modern-day pirates, because it's offensive to people. They don't want to be seeing guys in black uniforms walking around with German shepherds and machine guns when you're out on your cruise. You don't want to think about that. And I've been on a couple cruises, by the way. I wish I had time to go on one. But this was about, like, cruises off Africa where they get attacked in Asia, you know, the big fancy ones. But people don't want to see that. They don't want to be around it. And it's not that I'm afraid of guns or don't like guns. You know, I mean, I know if it was 50 years ago and I saw a cop in a nice fancy blue uniform, dressed nice, professional. See, that's why they put them in black monkey outfits with ball caps so they don't act professional. Then I probably would feel good, actually. Because, you know, statistically back then, and I've looked at the numbers, they were a lot better. They weren't perfect. You still had some bad counties, but pretty much cops were good. And that's why people liked them, and they were friendly, and they knew everybody. But, man, when a crime happened, they went ape because they, you know, this is their community. But then when they shifted away from that to revenue generation and law enforcement, and to keeping the cattle in line, and it all gets into the whole philosophy, the rest of it. I mean, don't the police wish they wore nice uniforms, good-looking uniforms? Instead of these monkey outfits you wear? I mean, I was looking at Canadian cops in Ottawa. They look sharp, like cops used to look here. They look like monkeys or something. But I'm already digressing. The point is they know the psychology of how they dress you is how you behave. And I think I've said enough on this subject. It's just that the fact that we've gotten so domesticated, that we've come so far, that citizens shake in fear at the sight of guns. And I just want to give you an advisory in the U.S. A lot of cities arrest you a week after a library book is due and charge you with felonies. A lot of cities arrest you 2 days after your video's late. Because they need to arrest somebody, folks. They're not allowed to arrest the illegals, and literally, for anything less than felonies. Drinking, driving, and they're allowed to do it. No ID, no problem. They're supposed to leave them alone, and you're the fat cattle. So don't think just because you swiped your credit card that you paid for gas. Make sure you get a receipt, or they'll SWAT team you. I see these cases every day, folks. I'm telling you about real problems here. If you are putting a rifle on the back of your car to go deer hunting or to go to the range, I back my car in the garage. And it's not that I'm living in fear and a coward. It's just that these guys can go out on the Vanguard and wear their guns on their sides. And I know in a way I'm giving in to the fear and the control by pulling my car in to load a gun. But I realize the chicken necks are dangerous, folks. The chicken necks are everywhere. And the cops have been trained to respond to any cowardly, I see a box on the side of the highway, I think it's an Al-Qaeda nuclear bomb with proton missiles, with dinosaurs and Godzilla and 17 flying saucers in it. But then real threats like Mexican troops attacking and cross-border wars and more rocket attacks this week and hand grenades and mass death and kidnappings and slaughter and dead cops, back of the paper. Everything is sick. It is. I'm living in an insane asylum. I keep saying it. I can't believe it. Meanwhile, the Austin police run around with robots to every cardboard box on the side of the road, freaking out on the news, training us all to ninny and run around imaginary Al-Qaeda groups. All right, now I'm going to calls. Dave in California, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, got two things. It's really important. I need you to talk to Officer Boot, please, right away. Is he there?
Officer Jack Boot?
Yes, sir.
You're trying to conjure Officer Jack Boot?
I need Officer
mirror,
Jack Boot.
Mirror, mirror on
sir.
The wall. Show
you,
me the Jack Bootist of them all. you want to talk to Officer Jack Boot?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. I've got to go back to an imaginary childhood of being a bully who finally got beat up by kids that I used to beat up. And I'm a bully, and I'm cowardly, but I'm into acting masculine, and I like black uniforms and primitive trappings of power, and I had a lot of vaccines when I was little, so my IQ is about 75. Hold on. I don't know. I just don't feel Officer Jack Boot coming.
Okay, hold on.
You don't tell me, boy, what to do on my own show.
Officer Boot, I have something really important to report to you, sir. Please take my report.
Shut up!
But there's boxes.
Boxes? Where'd you see this box?
3 days ago, sir, in the College of the Redwoods.
Hold on. Let me get the dispatcher. We saw a box. Where was this? Was it Al Qaeda? Did you see Bin Laden? Was he riding a flying carpet?
No,
you're a good citizen. You want to kiss up to me and act scared?
Yes, sir.
That's better.
But it's a box!
Oh, man. Good to hear from you, Dave. I really appreciate it. But we have to learn to be ninnying and afraid. Leo and Mash, you're on the Insane Asylum program. Pretty soon I'm going to start going, Lita! Myself. Go ahead.
Lower the blood pressure.
Hello, sir.
Yeah. I sent you a little thing under movie concepts. Did you read that on the tips line?
I'm sure one of us did. I'm wallowing in data, but tell me about it.
Yeah, it's basically, I wrote, collaborate with Catherine Albrecht of Spy Chips in an unauthorized makeover of the Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Use both versions. With all relevant links to factual data, should be a visible runner running at the bottom of the frame, interspersed throughout the movie, and use enough material time-wise to warrant a legal case, i.e. go way over contemporary limits of free usage, to make them sue, giving you free publicity. Or if they don't sue, you establish a new precedent for usage. And I said I'd volunteer to be the producer of record for legal cases because they can't get anything for
well, me. That is a nice hypothetical scenario, but I don't think I could even make a live-action Body Snatchers. Much less get along with the people that I'll be making it with. And I like Catherine, but, you know, everything's
in it. The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With PasswordSafe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. PasswordSafe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free PasswordSafe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free PasswordSafe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, PasswordSafe Pro.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and Healy bath salts, Soleil simple natural cleaning products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
I drove through LaGrange just the other day.
And I take the time.
How, how?
Back outside LaGrange. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you want to go.
You know, I like ZZ Top.
To that.
Even though.
It's
George Bush's favorite band. All right, let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Leo and Mass, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello?
Yes, Leo.
Yeah. Also, I got a song for Willie I just wrote. How do I mail it to him?
Listen, Leo, I appreciate your call. I guess I do have Willie's mailing address, but it's the same one that's on their Peace Group website, so I'm not really the agent to get to Willie Nelson through. Kyle in Iowa, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How's it going?
Good. Thanks for holding, Kyle. You're on the air worldwide. What's on your mind?
I got two things I want to talk about quick. The first comment I want to make is that I think we all might need to start thinking in terms of us being dead men walking. That way we can kind of let go and just do what needs to be done. Whatever that
is. Well, we need everybody in universities to find out if they do have programs where they're mass injecting potatoes and things to be shipped to Africa, quote, with vaccines to help the children, to find out actually what's in there, and that could be a big breaking story. I mean, we know they've been caught already doing that, and that's been in the news, but, you know, you get a call like that, I start wanting to jump on a plane and go investigate.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing I want to talk about, though, is I actually live here in Cedar Falls / Waterloo with these camp drills that are going on, I've been paying attention to the local media and everything, and I noticed the day that the raid was announced, I had just caught the tail end of it just before I was going to bed. I was flipping through the channels and on Discovery Channel, it appeared that they had some pro-immigration piece on there, and then on the local news they also had a bleeding heart pro-immigration piece on there where everyone was crying and, oh, these poor people and everything. And in a way, I do feel bad for them.
This is a very sophisticated psyop, so I haven't really even gotten into how they're doing it. But let me try to get into the basics of how the psychology works. They had a Washington Post article, you know, with the headline that non-psychiatric patients being drugged by federal government. And I've got the headline here. That's not the exact headline. I never even got to it yesterday because I wanted to flesh it out if I did cover it. And it basically said in there that what they were doing is that if somebody cries or resists, they inject them with, like, a sedative, a pretty serious antipsychotic. And then the cops lean over it, said viciously, and say, night, night. And it actually does sound kind of sadistic, and it does sound kind of creepy, but that's better than being tasered. So a citizen just says, well, officer, I wasn't speeding. They go, that's it, you're tasered. Or, officer, please. And the officer says, don't beg to me, that's a threat, I'm tasering you. Or throws a guy out of a wheelchair, you know, who's paralyzed. You know, they treat us worse. But imagine if they did that to a citizen, it'd be how good it was and for the officer's safety, and it's very humane to inject them with the antipsychotics, the Thorazine. But with the illegals, it's all the officer then sinisterly leaned over and said, nighty night, when actually it felt like a joke, nighty night, because it said the person was fighting them, which they actually could have done something then. And I'm not even condoning it, though it's on the edge of being condoned. You know, they catch you in Mexico, they run your credit, suck every bit of money out of your family, put you in a dirt floor jail where they beat you up and rape you. They torture you with Tabasco up the nose. That's their favorite. I mean, folks, I know this. Some people I know. I mean, Mexico is so corrupt. It's just, it's called Little Bite or Mordidas. I paid the cops off myself. They just pull you over. They're guarding all the marijuana fields out there while you're driving around. They walk over and they go, you're speeding. And you go, no, I wasn't speeding. And they go, no, you go to jail. And you go, okay, well, here's how many pesos do you want? And they go, I want big money. And then you pay them. I mean, that's, you know. It's very sophisticated. But again, they even admitted they're letting most of the illegals go. That was in the Des Moines Register, or whatever your paper is. I've got the article right here. It said they're letting most of them go and saying, well, you promised to come back later. They're showing us camps and at cattle chutes to set the image. And that's not my opinion. I have the federal documents. So you're absolutely right. Anything else, Kyle?
Yeah. I got a point I want to make about
stay
all that.
Stay there. And then I'm going to play this Grand Theft Auto parody piece. And for PrisonPlanet.tv members, you'll be able to see this coming up after we talk to Kyle. Then I'm going to talk to Christian, Dave, Billy Bob, and others, 1-800-259-9231. Got a bunch of other news here we haven't gotten to as well, but I've done a pretty good job today of covering a lot of it. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Here come the foreign companies. They're going to pay off your mayor, take over your water, and triple the price overnight. And the cops are doing riot control drills and building FEMA camps, while the illegal aliens are above the law. Hey! Party!
Take your vaccines! La la la! Take your Prozac, eat your Ritalin, get tasered, yeah.
All right, I'll quit acting stupid. I got an audience of like two out the window here, and I'm acting stupid for them. You got to have some fun with this sometimes. This is insane. I'm telling you, I keep saying it, I just can't believe it. All right, Kyle in Iowa, say whatever you want. I'll try to shut up. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, first I must say that your air guitar skills are unmatched. But I want to make a general point about this whole immigration thing. And I don't remember where I read it. I want to say it was either the Waterloo Courier or the Des Moines Register. But I read something about how there was they had some tip-off like a year or two ago about all the illegal immigrants being there because there's apparently a meth lab at one of these meatpacking plants. I'm just kind of shooting from the hip here, so I might have some of my details.
No, I remember reading it. I've got the articles here.
Okay, well, the point is, A, why are they letting a meth lab, you know, stick around for a year or two
and
not do something about it? And why didn't they get rid of the illegal immigrants then? I mean, it's so obvious. I mean, it's flat on its face. It's a fraud. I mean, they're pretty much, admitting to being criminally negligent.
This is why it's a fraud. Let's take their official number of 16 million illegals. It's really like 35 million. That was a year ago, and the government actually has real numbers on that. That's where we get those, because the census admits that about half the illegals actually report themselves, so they estimate it's twice that. So what's twice 15, 16 million, 30-something mil? And that's a few years old, as I was saying, 2006, almost 2 years old now, year and a half old. They'll go out at every 4 or 5 months, and they'll raid a few meatpacking plants, and you'll hear about 1,100 arrests, 200 arrests, 500 arrests. The biggest I've ever seen is 1,100. And they'll go, man, getting tough, wowzers. And it's always some smaller meat packing division, not Tyson or somebody else, so it's actually even getting rid of some competition. The globalists are masters at this. They don't go after the big boys. And then the media's like, man, they're getting tough. If you've got 3 million illegals coming in a year at 900-plus thousand, it's right close to a million legals. So that's almost 4 million coming in a year. And every few months they're arresting 1,000 people, maybe. In the big raids, and a few thousand, you can go look the numbers up. Just like earlier I said, the average time's 11 minutes because I go from these statistics, but then I want to be careful. My memory fails sometimes. I said 11 minutes was the average, and that he looked it up online, and that's what they say, 11 minutes for a 911 call. My info is, and let's look this up right now. Let's fact check me. I think the ICE only picks up inside the country something like 2,000 people a month. Now, at the border, they intercept, I think it's more than 20,000. So we see 20,000 at the border, which they say is 1 out of 10 they're catching. 20,000 at the border, and then at the borders, and then a couple thousand a month. So they're arresting a couple thousand. So what's 12 times a couple thousand? Let's say 24,000 a year they're arresting. And again, I'm going off numbers I saw years ago. 24,000. So if they're arresting 24,000, but 4 million are coming in, 3 million of them illegal. You see, that's like trying to ladle out a swimming pool with a teaspoon. And oh my gosh, they are, you know, you have to prosecute the employers. And folks, if they want to do that, they could instantly. ICE would come in and they would visit in one day 20 Austin businesses, and they would go in and there'd be illegal aliens in every kitchen. And then you'd arrest those people and deport them, and then you would put felony charges, and this is treason, so it should be felony charges, on all these businesses. And then you do that once a month for a year, then nobody's going to hire illegals in Austin, Texas. Cured. Done. Finished. Easy. Not even that much enforcement. How many officers would you need to do 10 raids once a month? I mean, 5 guys?
Not many.
Yeah, see, no. They're not going to do that. Here, go ahead.
Oh, I guess another little thing I'd like to add on there, too, it's like, it just dawned on me, but just even growing up around here, it's always been well known there's been tons of Mexicans that work at all these meatpacking plants, so it's like, I doubt I'm privy to some special knowledge that law enforcement people.
No one but illegals works at them because you used to get $20 an hour, a skilled union job, and now they get $5-6 an hour, and the illegals will not work with a gringo or a mayata once they take over. Now, I'm not being mean to the illegal aliens. It's a fact. There's now been newscast in L.A. admitting it. I know cooks in L.A. who can't get hired anywhere because it's we look out for Raza first. Now, not American Hispanics. They're great folks. But the illegals, it's one of the most nationalistic countries in the world is Mexico. And they come in, they take over, they only hire their people. I mean, you think white folks were bad in the 50s doing this. My gosh, the Latin Americans, especially the Mexicans, I mean, they bring it down to a fine art of only hiring their people. There's almost no blacks now in the janitorial business, almost no blacks in farm work all over the country. And it's just absolutely amazing. So you don't work. And the employers tell you now, don't speak Spanish. You can't work on this meatpacking line. You can't work at this print shop. I've got a Spanish shop. And so it's also the language. And then that drives the wages down in all those key communities. Take the truck drivers, all the Hispanic truck drivers I know, and I know quite a few. They come out to our rallies, and they're like, oh, yeah, I've gone from, you know, $20 an hour to $9 an hour, and I'm bankrupt, and my life's over. You know, it's over, folks, because the illegal aliens are now doing it. Thank you for the call. And does that help Mexicans? No. That ends up turning us into Mexico instead of them having a revolution down there when they got triple the resources the U.S. has. Gold, silver, oil. The place is a heaven. They got more billionaires than we got in the U.S. Did you know that? They got money coming out their ears. And they export all their criminals. You kill somebody in Mexico, you just come to the U.S. Kill somebody in the U.S., go down to Mexico. And we kicked Mexico's butt two times. Actually, three times if you count when they attacked us with the German army in 1918. And, oh boy, you're not supposed to teach that in the school books. You know, Mexico attacking us and murdering a bunch of people. And I'm tired of it. And I will get on air and say they worked with the Germans to attack this country. Of course, the Texas Rangers kicked their, you know what, I just can't handle it. Let's go ahead and take another call. I'm sorry we keep winning. I'm sorry that, you know. Why don't you get your own country back? I mean, I'm not going to play along with the fact that, oh, Mexico loves us and Mexico's sweet and it's a friendly thing. No, it's not. It's you're going to die, gringo. We're going to kill all whites. Plan of San Diego. And that's very painful because I have a lot of Hispanic friends that could care less about having Mexicans around me. As long as they don't hate me. As long as they're red, white, and blue. And I know when a Mexican-American is red, white, and blue, they're as red, white, and blue as anybody, or more so. But I don't like the fact that I'm supposed to play along with, and I know a lot of Mexicans, you know, call me and tell me, oh, yeah, man, you're right. You know, I hear it all the time, you know, Mexican-Americans. And I'm just not going to play along with it anymore. I mean, I'm not going to sit here waiting about killing me, and now you're going to gut my country, and the New World Order is bringing you in. I fight everything the New World Order does. They're for abortion, I'm against it. They're for open borders, I'm against it. They're for gun bans, I'm against it. They're for having foreign water companies take over our water, I'm against it. Anything they're for, I'm against it. It's real simple. Oh, the New World Order's for the illegal aliens. Well, I'm against you. See, 2 + 2 = 4. Christian in California, you're on the air worldwide.
Hello?
Yes, Keebler.
Yeah. What's up, Alex? I just want to thank you for doing everything. And to what you was just saying, yeah, I just was trying to get a temporary job in a warehouse. And normally, you know, when I do the temporary thing in the summertime, it usually takes me about a day to get a job. Well, this time it took me like 3 weeks. And when I went in there, it was all illegal immigrants. I'm in California. So it was like, I really seen the firsthand effects of it. It was like crazy. But,
no, I've got a lot of friends who've got college degrees and, you know, and computer programming and things. Most of the factories are shut down around here. And Austin's a booming city, and there's a lot of them shutting down. And, you know, they're at HEB, and then they'll work another job mowing yards, and they work for the illegals now. And they're lucky, and they'll laugh at them and call them the gringo, and they get to work under the illegal aliens, and that's how it works now. And they
not only do that, they don't even like Mexicans that consider their stuff American and don't speak Spanish.
Well, so, I mean, is that you? So is that you?
No, I'm not. Not me.
No, but I mean,
like, I mean.
But I'm saying, are you Hispanic?
No, I'm not Hispanic. I'm African American.
But I mean, you've seen that because, yes, I've certainly seen that. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that. I got a lot of, you know, Mexican friends that tell me, you know, they don't like, I forgot what they call them.
You know what they call them. You know what the Mexican Americans call Mexicans.
Yeah.
Let's just not say it on air.
But, you know, they say they don't like them or whatever because of that reason. So it's kind of like, that's kind of crazy for me, like, to think that, you know, they're...
Well, that's because Mexicans aren't stupid. And, in fact, on average, they're smarter and being wiser than Americans. And I appreciate your call. Anything else you wanted to add?
Oh, yeah. And I just wanted to say, I got a comment. I wanted to say that, you know, to the listeners, everybody should really, because I was listening yesterday. I listen every day. So I was listening yesterday, and I was seeing how, you know, they were trying to get divisive with the religion and stuff. Everybody needs to, like, really read the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and really read what the Founding Fathers were, like, really trying to teach. It was like a, you know, it was more of a, how you say, what is it?
It was founded on Christian principles, but it was secular government, so you wouldn't get one church cult running everything.
Yeah, it was more of a tolerance. So you guys, I mean, if you...
Well, no, that's because they lived under religious nuts that wouldn't let them practice their religion, so they came here to have freedom. You're absolutely right, sir. Nail on the head. Yeah, I mean, I say this. I've talked to the radical Mexican groups before, and I've been like, listen, man, I don't mind Hispanics. I like Hispanic people. I just stop saying you want to kill me and stop saying you're going to get us. And, you know, why is it okay for you to say that? And they'll laugh and go, listen, gringo, you know we don't like you and you don't like us. And I go, no, I don't dislike you. And I said, I'm not going to be part of this. And they go, it doesn't matter what you want, gringo. We're taking over and we're going to get you. And I say, well, the New World Order is engineering all this. And he goes, we'll get them too. You're not going to get anybody. You can't even get your own Mexican government down there. And I'm not blaming you. They got weapons and machine guns and armored vehicles, and it's incredibly corrupt society. It's just that I would support Mexican independence. If they had a true republic government, I mean, if they had people in Mexico that truly wanted liberty and freedom and were rebelling against their country, I'd support them. I'd say send them money. I'd try to support. I'd probably go down there and fight with them. I mean, frankly, I like Latin Americans. I mean, you know, it's interesting people. You know, a mix of Mesoamerican, Spanish, Portuguese, African, Irish, German. I mean, it's an interesting, nice, hard-working family people. They don't like the New World Order. They don't trust vaccines. When the CPS comes for Mexican kids who are Mexican, they just leave. Their kids come first. They just leave and go to another town. They go to Mexico. Their kids are number one, not conditioned blacks, whites, and American Mexicans. We just, oh, have our baby. Go ahead. Oh, you're the government. Okay, I'll give you my baby over my dead body, folks. So hail the Mexicans. Hail their family. Hail their raza. I have nothing against them caring about their people and being proud of who they are and wanting to have their families and wanting to have children and wanting to live. But don't you tell me I got to die. Don't you tell me to get out of the way for you, because you're going to get a fight. You're going to get one, believe me, and you're going to get a serious one. And, the New World Order is your enemy, whether you figured it out or not. It's not me, the gringo. Do gringos predominate the global hierarchy? Yes. But if you had Latin Americans would have gotten all the power, it would be the same thing. It's the way humans operate. But the big gringos have got you convinced the little gringos are your problem. When the real elite, and I've got their own documents, they don't like the little gringos. They are most worried about the little gringos. Okay, you understand that? And you're being used to bring down the middle class, whether it is a Mexican, Chinese, it doesn't matter. White, black, it's divide and conquer. It's called the Great Game by the British Empire. Google the Great Game. Art of statescraft. Learn how you're manipulated. Let's go ahead and play this Grand Theft Auto clip. This is a piece where they joke around with it, basically, where they've taken video from it and re-edited it. Here it goes. It's a noisy laptop. We're going
to
fix it.
My name is Brian O'Toole. I wanted to fight the war on terror, but I don't read so good. Most careers were closed to me. That's why I joined the LCPD. Now I'm on the front lines, helping tourists and fighting terrorists. I rifle through people's bags on the subway to protect freedom.
I arrest protesters at political conventions for straying outside the free speech zone.
Being a cop used to be about stopping crime. Now, thanks to politicians, it's about fighting terrorists, one old lady at a time. I'm protecting freedom, whatever the cost. I'm a hero, and I know it.
Man, they have got it in this 45-second thing. I'm going to play it again. It's just too good. I'm going to play it again for you.
My name is Brian O'Toole. I wanted to fight the war on terror, but I don't read so good. Most careers were closed to me. That's why I joined the LCPD. Now I'm on the front lines, helping tourists and fighting terrorists. I rifle through people's bags on the subway to protect freedom.
I arrest protesters at political conventions for straying outside the free speech zone.
Being a cop used to be about stopping crime. Now, thanks to politicians, it's about fighting terrorists, one old lady at a time. I'm protecting freedom, whatever the cost. I'm a hero, and I know it.
Man, they really got the mindset. See how dumb that cop looks on this? Just totally dumb. Dumb as a box of rocks, man. I'm sorry, they're giving retards badges and guns now, and I've had enough of it. I mean, I look in some of these guys' eyes. I mean, when I was a kid growing up, you see cops, they were always kind of shifty and sneaky looking, but you could tell they were smart. And now you look at them, it's like, and I'm not trying to be mean here. I mean, let them go, you know, clean the pigeon traps at the local park or clean the pools out or, you know, let them, put a helmet on them and let them, you know, run around. Sorry. Man, I apologize, folks. I just can't handle it anymore. The image of that cop swaying back and forth, whoever did that, got the exact... I mean, I've looked at them do that. Because they do like this little meerkat dance of power when they're doing something bad. They go, boo, boo. They always do that. I don't know. Man, this is incredible. Watch it. Watch it. Here it is. I can't help it. I mean, this is exactly what it looks like right here. The guy right at the end, I'm going to pause it on him. And that's who we're going to worship. That's going to be our new God. Oh, I'm sorry. I had the audio down. Let's just restart it here.
Most careers were closed to me. That's why I joined the LCPD. Now I'm on the front lines, helping tourists and fighting terrorists. I rifle through people's bags on the subway to protect freedom.
I arrest protesters at political conventions for staying outside the free speech zone.
Being a cop used to be about stopping crime. Now, thanks to politicians, it's about fighting terrorists, one old lady at a time. I'm protecting freedom, whatever the cost. I'm a hero.
There he is, right there. That's him, dude. That is the MAC leader. Dave in New York and others. Final segment straight ahead in the zone. I'll be showing my new film, Truth Rising, coming up this Saturday and Sunday, Alamo Draft House.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Mother, there's too many of you crying.
That's why eugenicists want to kill
brother,
you.
Brother,
take a shot, take a shot.
That's
go ahead and get sterilized. Because the government loves you.
You know we
you know we're gonna kill you.
To bring some loving here today. Hey,
we're a criminal
Father,
government.
Father.
Criminal, criminal, criminal.
We don't need to escalate.
Criminal, 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 criminal.
You see, war is not the answer.
I got this AV Club newspaper. It's about Chris Carter, creator of the X-Files. He's making a new X-Files movie. And I was reading this morning, and I meant to get to it today. I'm going to leave it on my desk and try to cover it tomorrow. But he just said, oh, you thought the old X-Files thought the government was bad behind everything. He goes, I really now believe that. And basically, our country's gone, and so my new film says the government's pure evil. And then that is, we just found out on their website, that is a Grand Theft Auto trailer. And what's the tagline? The American Dream, wake up. And my gosh. And Chris Carter says everybody's woken up to the government. I think you guys went too far, like with Ceausescu. So go ahead, hire some more SWAT teams, waddle around, have Halliburton move to Dubai and run public white slave rings. It's over. And for the good cops and good people in government, I suggest you join us quickly. Because when Grand Theft Auto, and it doesn't get any more pop culture than that, when Grand Theft Auto wakes up, the New World Order has got a serious, serious problem. It's a nice young lady right there. Sure, she's very good. Probably a college student working hard. Let's go ahead and take another call. Oh, I'm going to, never mind. The game Grand Theft Auto has prostitutes in it. That's the joke. I believe that. I never played it. Isn't that the case? Burmese? Yeah, Burmese is an expert on everything like that. all right, I'm going to knock it off. This is not a comedy show, and I know I'm not funny. Dave in New York, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
I'll try to be as quick as possible since I know it's almost 4 o'clock, but I just want to thank you for informing me 7 years ago. But one thing I don't actually know, but it does sicken me that I think the government is behind AIDS since you're actually talking about bioweapons.
Oh, there's no doubt they're behind it. It's a fact, sir.
So, I know I was actually reading and looking at the flowchart online. I'm just also wondering, have you ever had Dr. Boydie Graves on your show?
Yes, I have.
Would it be possible maybe for you to actually get him up again? Because I definitely would like to hear you question him and figure out, because I actually question everything, but the minute I saw the flowchart, it kind of opened my mind. Because like you said, it's kind of hard to even sink that in, and it sickens me since a lot of people's friends, family have died because of it. So you're on the topic of bioweapons, that's why.
No, I hear it. It's a saddening topic. I shouldn't be joking around while you're even talking about it. It's terrible, and we're going to have more guests on about that. We've been having guests on about it. Endgame 2, I don't know if I'm going to call it Endgame 2. I might call it 2012 something. But that certainly is something we're working on, sir.
Yeah, you're talking recently about bioweapons, and most of your audience is informed. So for those that are listening in that don't know, you know, that way you can open up their mind and also have other people that have no idea about it. Because I think that's something that should really be talked about.
I hear you. We're out of time, David. Thank you. I'll be back tomorrow live, 11 to 3 Central Standard Time. And I will be back in 1 minute with the start of the first hour. A lot of key news and info got covered. If you missed any of it, if you just tuned in, the start of the show from 4 hours ago is about to re-air at InfoWars.com on those audio streams. A lot of key stuff that I covered about at the start of the show, so I hope you'll tune in to that right now. For all the AM and FM stations out there, we appreciate you. All the sponsors, the listeners, the folks running the show here in Austin, John Harmon in Minnesota. Big guest coming up next week, Alamo Draft House, Saturday and Sunday. Get your tickets now. They're almost sold out at InfoWars.com. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.